It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. I'm so excited because we have a very special guest, Maury Zelkovich, and he's the world's first brainwave entrainment engineer. And today we're talking about when you change your mind, you can find love again. So welcome, Maury. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Suzanne. I can't tell you how much of an honor this is, especially considering what my life has been like, to be able to share some of the lessons, if you will, so that maybe other people don't have to go through what I went through to learn what I learned. That's what I'm all about, and that's what I'm here for, and that's what I hope to give your audience.
Awesome. Well, so I know everyone is wondering, Suzanne, what is a brainwave entrainment engineer? So can you tell the ladies, A, what that is and how you got into this?
Sure. Okay, a brainwave entrainment engineer, and I'm the only one in the world who can really identify that because I coined the phrase. I'm the only one in the world, not just the first one, but the only one, is someone who creates stimulation patterns in either sound and or light. So with your eyes or with your ears, that affect how your neurons, which are your brain cells, behave. Because ultimately, and you may not want to hear this, it might be a little too sciencey for you, but ultimately you don't feel anything if your brain doesn't react with certain frequencies. And those frequencies create chemistry, and it's the chemistry that actually makes you feel. You've heard that line, we have chemistry between us. Mm-hmm. Literally, that's what it is. It's neural chemistry. It's the chemistry produced by your brain that allows you to feel that attraction, that allows to feel to feel that connection with someone else. Without that chemistry, it's not there. You just don't feel that way. So a brain entrainment engineer creates certain frequency patterns that automatically and easily and naturally subtly alter brainwave activity. By altering the brainwave activity, we create different chemistry, and by creating different chemistry, we literally change how you perceive the world around you. So if you have certain beliefs around relationships, around men and relationships, then those are a lot easier to change to your benefit than you might think they are, because they are strictly the result of chemical patterns in your brain. And we can subtly alter those in a totally natural way so that you automatically think and feel differently.
Interesting. So before we jump more into that, I want you to share, because I know your story, and I think it's important for women to understand how it actually changed your life for the better, because you were in a bad place before.
I was in a bad place for the better part of 40 years, actually. I, talk about relationships. I couldn't hold a relationship for more than a few hours, it seemed. I wanted to be dead for most of my life. I tried to kill myself 6 or 7 times that I remember. I've broken every bone in my body, dislocations, concussions, cracked ribs. I mean, you name it, I've had it, and then some. And I used to wake up every morning, literally, cross my fingers, draw the curtains, and hope I saw mushroom clouds. Because if I saw them, it meant I didn't have to live another day. And when I didn't see them, I got even more depressed. You can imagine I wasn't a lot of fun to be around at the time. But that's really what inspired me, because, I had mentioned that I tried to kill myself a bunch of times. The truth is, it's pretty easy to do if you really want to do it. So it kind of told me I really didn't want to die. When I realized I couldn't find a way to die, I had to find a way to live. And that's what started me looking and researching anything I could find, any way I could find to feel better. And through my research, I started first trying to understand why I felt the way I felt. Why couldn't I hold on to a relationship? Why couldn't I have a friend? Why couldn't I have a love? Why couldn't I have anything, any good in my life? When I started researching and figuring out why, it's amazing the freedom you suddenly feel when you don't have fear, because fear is a result of not understanding. When you have understanding, well, now you can plot a way out. In a dark room where it's, pitch black that my life was in, I just kept bumping into walls. I couldn't find the door. But if instead of just mindlessly wandering around trying to find my way out and getting more depressed every time I got a concussion, instead of doing that, if I paid attention to how many steps I took and what direction relative to where I was standing, well, then I could figure out I've already been here, no door. Instead of backing up and smashing into walls all the time, what if I just slid along the wall and felt for a door? There's different ways of thinking. And we get into a habit of thinking a certain way, and it perpetuates itself because we just keep experiencing what we expected to experience. Because for some reason, for many of us, it's more important to be right than it is to be happy. And I'm more about being happy. And I used to be about being right. Funny thing is, most of the time when you think you're right, you're not. And the evidence of that is because you're not happy.
Well, that's true.
So it's a very convoluted way that we look at our lives, or at least the way I looked at my life. And when I started to research and understand why I felt the way I felt, it led me down the path of what can I do to change my thinking? And frankly, I had a really hard time with that because I read all this, I read all kinds of stuff. I read a bunch of research and I couldn't find anything to help me. And it wasn't their fault or the researcher's fault or anything like that. It's just I couldn't find anything to help me because I had such a habitual way of thinking that I had expectations. And of course, those expectations kept coming true. I expected when I met a woman that if she was great, I'd screw it up. So lo and behold, I screwed it up. You look for the other shoe to drop, and then you are looking for the other shoe to drop. You don't see the good because there's tons of good around all of us all the time. But if you're not looking for it, you don't see it. And again, that's part of the self-fulfilling prophecy that we are depressed, we feel bad about our circumstances, but we like to give it some kind of, justice, some kind of like, I have a right to feel this way. Well, you know what? If you feel that way and it serves you and it makes you happy, then you have a right to feel that way. But if you have a right to feel that way and it makes you feel miserable, no, you don't have a right to feel that way. Because nature gave us all a measuring device, a tool to tell us if we're thinking and doing the right things. And that's feeling good. If you feel good, you're thinking and doing the right things. If you feel bad, you're thinking and doing the wrong things. It's like the perfect sensor. And if we learn to pay attention to that, our lives change immensely.
So how did Maury, because I was doing the math in my head when you were talking about this, and I was like, oh my God, he was miserable for 40 years. So it's really the last 18 years that you've actually been happy and, happily married. And it's not, I want to make this clear. It's not just about finding the right person. It's about being happy in life and then
In your own
you
skin.
Right, exactly. So how did you shift that and transform to this happy life after 40 years of not being happy?
Well, when I realized that, and this is not me beating myself up like I used to, but when I realized it was my own doing, I found that to be incredibly empowering. The old me would have been, it's my own doing. I'm doing this to myself. What an idiot. What a, a-hole. But with my new attitude, I realized that if I'm doing this to myself, I can stop doing it to myself. I can choose to go left instead of right. I can go up instead of down. It's a choice, my happiness. And when I realized it was a choice, that gave me hope. And as I was doing my research, I came across this thing called brainwave entrainment because I started realizing that my negative thought patterns, remember I mentioned about chemistry, right? These negative thought patterns create negative chemistry, or what I call negative chemistry, the ability to feel badly. So if I want to feel better, I need to create chemistry that makes me feel better. If chemistry can make me feel bad, then chemistry can make me feel better too. So the question is, how do I do that? So I thought, well, if I can change the way I think, that will change the brainwave activity, which will change the chemistry. And that makes perfect sense. And I believe that to be true even today. My problem was I couldn't change the way I thought. It was so ingrained over so many years of thinking that way, it was a habit, it was reality for me. But then I started observing. As I do research, you become an observer. So I started noticing, well, if I'm right that the world is miserable and there's nowhere to have love or any kind of joy in life, then how come I look around me and this girl's in love with this guy, and this guy's in love with this girl, and this guy's in love with this guy, and this girl's in love with this girl? How come there's love everywhere, but I'm not having it? Well, it made perfect sense to me, as I'm a burgeoning, researcher now, that my conclusions must be wrong, regardless of how strongly I believed in them or how strongly I felt about them. There's too much evidence out there that there is joy, there is happiness, and there is love.
Right.
So I must be wrong. And that opened me up to a whole slew of different things. What really took me over, though, was because I still had all that negative thinking. So from a logical perspective, I understand that I'm wrong. But from a real life perspective, that didn't change much because I still felt like crap.
Right.
And that's when the brainwave entrainment came into being, the pulsed tones, the flickering lights that changed my neural chemistry. You see, my thoughts were creating the brain activity, which was creating my chemistry, which was creating my depression and my moods and all this other stuff, my poor relationships. But I couldn't change my thoughts. But
Right.
it made sense that if thoughts create chemistry, the chemistry then creates more thoughts. If I can't change the thoughts, what can I do to change the chemistry? And that was the trick. This thing happens automatically when you listen to these recordings. You lie down, you put on headphones like this, you close your eyes, you hit play. That's it. You let your mind do what it wants to do. It wants to wander, it wanders. You want to fantasize about something, fantasize about something. Whatever you feel like doing, you do.
Right.
It happens automatically. And as I was listening more and more, my brainwave activity was altering subtly more and more. And the chemistry was altering more and more. And then suddenly I found myself in situations that were alien to me. I was having intellectual, nice conversations with women that I could never have before because I was too busy worrying about how I'm presenting myself and this and that and the other thing. I was just being myself instead of worrying about is myself good enough.
Right.
And suddenly, when I stopped trying to be good, that's when people started liking me.
So this is so interesting. So this is, I think that a lot of women, when they're getting back out there and trying to find love again in their next chapter, is they'll complain to me and they'll say something like, "Suzanne, I'm literally taking action all the time. I'm doing all the things that you and all the other coaches out there are telling me to do, but it's not working." So why is that?
That is because of their chemistry. They have a habitual thinking pattern that even though you're an expert, and even though these other coaches are experts, and even though they may be saying things that from a logical perspective make sense to these women or men, it could be anyone. Frankly, I don't see a big difference intellectually between men and women. I think we all feel the same way. Everything that I have said, ladies, about myself, I'm sure a lot of you have been going, I kind of felt like that too. I can see how that goes. One of the biggest problems we have is we think we're different. Physically, we're different, and there's certain, emotional and psychological differences culturally, but really inside, deep inside in our heads, we're all the same. We all want love, we all want to cuddle, we all want all that stuff, And the trick here is to understand that regardless of the brilliance you're exposed to, you still expect what you expect. And funny enough, you get what you expect because you're sabotaging yourself subtly. You may not even be realizing it. You may be following protocols that Suzanne is laying out for you. If you follow this protocol, you should have better results. Well, you will have better results if you follow her protocol, but you need to have the right attitude too. You have to realize that when you're following this protocol, you're not just following it. You are believing in it. You are understanding that the reason why you may have experienced what you've experienced in the past isn't because you don't deserve a good relationship. It's not because you were a bad person in a previous life or because you were thoughtless in a previous relationship and now the universe is getting revenge on you. It's you are now turning over a new leaf. The person you are now is not the person you were 10 minutes ago. You have to detach yourself. That's something else entrainment helps you to do, by the way, because it takes away your self-judgment. But that's the whole thing. You need to stop thinking that you don't deserve a great relationship because you definitely do. And the proof of that is because you want one.
So would So would you say, Maury, because I'm a very visual person, so when you were talking about that, here's the visual that I got, is that it's like a seed in your brain that starts out, and if that seed is bad in that you feel like I don't deserve the right relationship, or relationships never work out for me, or I always keep attracting the wrong men, or I attract all men that are cheaters. If that little seed is planted in your brain and it's not shifted, it grows into this mass thing. And even though you're taking action, like you talked about, is you could be subtly sabotaging yourself.
Sure.
Is that,
oh, yeah.
Is that
and even not so subtle? You know, you got it exactly perfectly. Look, I have a lawn in my front yard, and I wouldn't have any green if it wasn't for weeds. And I put down seed all the time. Good, healthy seed. Guaranteed green, lush lawn. Yeah, right. But that's my point, right? The expectations are everything. You still feel on some level like you don't deserve it, or you still feel like you deserve what you're getting. You know, when you think to yourself, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get the right man, not the wrong one, the right one, then what you're telling yourself is, because your mind doesn't judge what you're thinking about. So if you go, I'm going to stay away from the bad one, I'm going to stay away from the bad one, you're actually going to attract the bad one.
Can you explain that? Because I think that's something that a lot of women don't understand. They're like, well, what do you mean if I talk about that it's going to come in?
Right. Okay. So when we complain about our relationships, when we talk to our girlfriends about our bad experiences, when we talk about our disappointments, it's nice to release, or so you think. But all you're really doing is affirming all these horrible things and making it okay for you to experience them, because your unconscious, you see, your subconscious, your unconscious, and your conscious minds, they're not different. They're all the same. They're just different facets of the same thing. They're different functions, if you will, that the mind can take. The mind doesn't judge. If you talk all the time about how disappointed you are in the men in the world, then you know what? Even when you meet the right guy, you're going to find a way to be disappointed in him. Because, again, we need to be right. If you want to attract a great guy, understand that you do deserve a great guy. Every single person in the world deserves a great guy, or a great girl, in my case, right? Everybody deserves a great partner. Everybody. That's just how it is. You want to get a great person? Talk about all the great guys out there. And not in a longing way, like, why are all the good men married? Right? Because that's got to be a classic. I've heard that from friends of mine who are female.
Yeah.
Why are all the girls, you know, how come you're married? I go, well, look, I was single for years and I knew you. And, you know, I even tried to date you and you said, go away.
So, isn't it funny that they didn't want you when you were single? And then when you're married, they're like, oh, I
what
wish Maury would.
You?
I know, right? It's
right?
Like,
what does she see in you that I didn't see in you, right?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, everyone is designed to have people. And it's not just, there's not just one person out there that's perfect for you. There's probably thousands of men out there that are perfect for you. So your odds of meeting him are pretty high, but you need to have the right attitude. You need to stop judging yourself so harshly. You know, you think you're judging the man harshly, but you're really judging yourself harshly. You're really saying, I don't deserve a nice guy. I want, like a lot of women say that they like, what is it? They like a troublemaker, right? They like a wild guy. They don't want a boring guy. They don't want a guy who's sweet, because a sweet guy's boring, right? They got to have the best looking guy they can find, not realizing, you know what? Looks are nice, but when you get to know someone, that's when you judge what they look like. Don't judge them by how they look across the hall. Maybe that's a way to, you know, be initially attracted to someone.
Yeah.
But that's what's really beautiful about someone is in here, not here.
Right.
And if you're, you know, some people find someone who is here and here. But you know what? I have gone out with people who I thought were stunningly beautiful. And then after enough aggravation, they could have had giant noses with warts on them and they would have looked better to me.
Yeah.
Appearances are about a whole package. There is no one who is truly beautiful. Look at the models, male and female out there, who are gorgeous. Some of them you will agree with the public or with the people who hired them and go, oh yeah, this guy's gorgeous or this woman's gorgeous. And others you'll go, what do they see in this person? That's because personal taste is personal taste. It shouldn't matter to you what other people think. What matters is what your heart thinks.
Yeah.
Okay? If you treat a guy well and he treats you well, and you guys look after each other. Look, my wife has a sore back today, right? So she was lying on in bed, and I had 5 minutes before my next meeting, and she's sitting with her hands holding the heating pad up against the sides of her body because the bed's making it go flat. And the first thought through my mind, you know what it was? How could I make this better for her? So I'm looking around, and I live in Canada, so I have really thick, heavy socks for the winter. And I balled them up, two pairs. And I said, honey, you relax your arms. And I just put them under her waist area so it would hold the heating pad up against her. And she just looked at me with the sweetest look. She said, you love me. And I said, oh, I do. And then I
That's why I
went out by
married you.
myself. But yeah. And actually, there's a whole story. We probably can't get into it. I don't think we have time. But it's quite, they could make a movie about how we actually met and how we got engaged. But little things like that, you know, when you feel like you want to do things like that and you don't need a thank you
Yeah.
just want to do it because it makes you feel good. That's when you know you're in the real relationship. And even if you're in a relationship that isn't at that point yet, every relationship you have is a learning experience, and that's why you have it. So they're all valuable and they're all things to be grateful for. I think that's another mistake women make. And I'm going to
Right.
say women this time because I think men forget quick. But women remember, because I remember, look, even with my wife, I would say two words together that were the same as her ex-husband, and she would right away get her back up. Like, I'm about to do what her ex-husband did.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a mistake. Every person, be grateful for the relationship, even if you had nothing but headaches.
Yeah.
Because being grateful means you're going to learn something from it, and the next guy, you'll do better. And the next guy after that, you'll do better. And in the meantime, you'll have some nice moments in between. There's nothing
Yeah.
wrong with that.
No,
Experience is nice. Variety is nice too. But all of that experience and all of that variety will build you towards being the perfect person you need to be and you need to look for.
Yeah.
It builds you and it builds the model of the perfect man in your head, as opposed to what society tells you is the perfect man.
Exactly. So, Maury, I know you have a story about a client that she wasn't getting results, and how did it shift for her? Can you tell us real quickly about her story?
Yeah, she actually used a system that I created specifically for relationships and love. And this particular system uses a whole new technology and technique that helped her to see things differently without her having to try to, because that was her real problem. She was seeing things differently. She had expectations that weren't reasonable or that were reflective of previous relationships, not the current one she might be trying to foster. And by using these recordings, she slowly changed her outlook without even realizing she was changing her outlook. But she was. And when she finally saw the changes, she said, holy crap. Because she started thinking back to little things he was doing and saying, and little things she was doing and saying. And she noticed there was a lot of differences between this relationship that was building and the previous ones. And the difference was she wasn't reacting the same way. She wasn't acting the same way. She was treating this like a new, unique experience as opposed to drawing on all the information from all the old relationships and all the crap. She was actually looking for good instead of looking for bad.
So the see, this is the impression I got from your client's experience is that We all have patterns. We all have patterns, blocks, and triggers that we bring from relationship to relationship. We drag that baggage with us, right?
That's right.
And the impression that I got from what you shared about your client is that she had these patterns, blocks, and triggers, and she didn't know why it wasn't working and why she was bringing into the next relationship. So you're saying that these brain wave recordings help shift that?
That's exactly what it does. You see, we have, it's perfect, like what you said before. You give people perfect ideas and concepts on how to work and how to improve relationships and how to meet the right people. And yet, for some reason, it still is meeting with resistance. That's because of the habitual thinking and the brainwave patterns. Physically, they are habitual. It's like when you walk, you can walk and not even think about walking because your legs just know what to do. Your brain sends the signals, but you don't have to consciously imagine your leg going forward and then this leg going forward and that. It's the same thing with relationships. So what happens is you do things automatically that you don't realize you're not, you don't realize you're doing them. And that's where the problem is. The thing about brainwave entrainment, when it's properly engineered, and this particular recording system has my voice talking to you in the left ear with information specifically designed for your right hemisphere, in your right ear, specific for the left hemisphere, and then in the middle for both hemispheres. So that what it does is it alters your negative thinking patterns. It gets rid of what I call the negative reflexive thought process. So all the problems that we have, and we have because of these things, it helps to change them so they're no longer negative, and your reflexive thought is no longer expectation of bad. Instead, it's an expectation of a learning experience. It's an expectation of being better than you were today than you were yesterday, being better tomorrow than you are today.
Right, right.
There's nothing that beats that kind of thinking. And it's so hard to change because it's habitual. But these systems are designed in such a way as to take the same way you learned these negative patterns. It uses the same methodology, but it changes the content. Because, hey, the negative way worked perfect, right? It worked perfectly well. We all think negatively. We all expect the worst. So obviously the system works. The trick is to change the content, but use a scientifically advanced way of doing it. Because if it took you 40 years to get like this, I don't want it to take you another 40 to get better. So I use science to advance the process so it happens faster. But it's still the same process. It's just scientifically augmented and advanced so that instead of taking you 40 years, the changes can start almost immediately. And then after a month or two, a few months, even a year, everything is different. Your reflexive thoughts are not what they were before, because unless they make you happy, they're not you. Some people think, oh, it's me. It's just the way I am. No, I'm sorry. It's not you. You are someone who smiles. You are someone who is happy, and you are someone who is beautiful. Because I'll tell you what, I have yet to see anyone in my world ever who smiles and isn't beautiful.
Right, right. So Maury, okay, So I'm going to play devil's advocate, and because I know you could take it. So what if someone says, this sounds a little woo-woo to me. How do I know? And I know you've heard this before. So what do you say to that person that says, this is a little woo-woo?
Okay. I realize to someone who has never heard of this before, it could sound incredibly woo-woo, never mind a little bit woo-woo. The truth of the matter is that this is based on science. You can go to Google Scholar right now. If those of you who don't know about it, type in Google Scholar. It's actually where medical research papers and articles are written by scientists, written by mathematicians, written by poets. All the real stuff, all the real information is there. It's not like the stuff where I could write anything I want to write and it's going to be on regular Google. It actually has to be peer reviewed. It's, you know, vetted. Information. This is science. It is science that your emotions aren't felt unless you produce chemistry that allows you to feel them. It is science that your brain creates different frequencies and your neurons pulse at different rates. And those different pulse rates at different regions of the brain create different chemistry. And it's that chemistry that lets you feel what you feel. If you're interested listening to what I'm talking about, that's because you have made a decision to be interested. And that decision may have been stimulated by something I've said or by the tone of my voice. Whatever it is, it made you interested. It made you want to listen. That feeling of wanting to listen is the direct result of chemistry. When you feel jealous, that is the result of your chemistry. When you feel happy, it's the result of your chemistry. If you feel sad, if you feel suspicious, if you feel anything, the actual feeling of love is chemistry.
Yeah.
And you can look it up if you don't believe me. It's all for real. It may sound woo-woo, but you know what? Sometimes some of the simplest things in the world are the most effective things in the world.
And I just have to say, Maury doesn't know I'm going to share this, but I actually use Maury's Effortless Prosperity brainwave entrainment recordings, and I've done it religiously for, it's well over 3 months now. And I will tell you, I've noticed a huge difference, especially during this time. Things that I used to be so reactive to or get triggered, I'm like, oh my God, I'm making the best of everything and I don't get triggered like I used to. And what I love about these recordings, Maury, and I haven't even told you this, is what I love about it is that you don't have to think about it. Because, you know, those things that you're like, oh, I have to what? No, like you said, you just put on the earphones and you just listen. And I fall asleep to them at night and I wake up in the morning, do my meditations, and then I do that. And it's made a huge difference in my life. And so for everyone that thought maybe it's a little, it works. It really does.
Can I just clarify one thing there? I apologize for interrupting.
Mm-hmm.
You have made a huge difference in your life.
Aww.
Nothing. Well, no, I'm not saying that to be nice or sweet. The truth is that if you, let's say Tylenol gets rid of a headache for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a Tylenol and you have a headache, but you don't take it. Well, it's not going to do any good for you. The
True.
Minute you take action, the minute you listen,
yeah,
the minute you use something, it's you. It doesn't matter how brilliant the product is or even how stupid the product is. It can't do anything unless you use it. And the minute
yeah,
you use it, it's your power. It's not mine. It's
yeah,
your brilliance. It's not mine. Look, the most important module, if you will, of any of my systems, I never write about, and it's not in any of my instructions or manuals. You know why?
Hmm.
It's your brain. Everything
yeah,
happens to your brain. The benefits you notice is because it's your brain.
Yeah.
That's it. It's you. This isn't about me. It's about you.
Aww.
And when you use this stuff, that's why you feel that way. It's because of you. You're stimulating your brain. Your brain is developing. It's learning new ways of behavior. It's becoming more normalized. In the sense of 5,000 years ago, we all lived in caves. All we did was we eat, we drank, we went to the washroom, we had sex, we slept, we woke up, and rinse and repeat. Believe it or not, much less stress. We
yeah,
had our lives were in a situation where we were able to achieve regular, stable brainwave patterns that were dominant for periods of time, minutes at a time, even longer. With stress and everything going on today, you're lucky if you get a few seconds of a stable frequency. And that means you're not getting the type of chemistry being produced that your brain is designed to produce. So is it really any wonder that we feel the way we feel and that we have lousy relationships and that we, you know, this is all happening because imagine driving your car with the wrong kind of fuel and with oil in the windshield washer compartment,
yeah,
right? It wouldn't run right. It wouldn't work properly. Well, that's kind of what we're doing to ourselves. Using these kinds of systems effortlessly takes that away from you. You don't have to think about it. And you know what? Whatever thoughts come to your head don't matter.
Yeah.
Makes no difference.
That's awesome. So, Maury, yeah, can you tell the ladies, because I know they want to know how to find out more about effortless relationships and love?
Sure. I've actually created a special link with a special offer for anyone that Suzanne knows. And if you don't know Suzanne, I'm sorry, but don't even go there. Forget it. I, of course, am kidding. Okay, but this offer is for you. I actually don't really sell this program. it's only for specific people. But because of Suzanne told me what the situation is, and I said, okay, we'll release it just for you guys though. Like if you go online, I don't think you'll be able to find it. And if you do find it, it'll be a dead page that doesn't work because we don't actually sell it anywhere. And not because I don't want people to be happy, but because I just don't have time. I
Right.
have other products that I'm working on and new technologies all the time. But this system is a series of triliminals. And I explained to you what that was. That's a voice here, a voice here, a voice here. Sometimes it's in series, like, hi, how are you? Sometimes it's all over the place, right? I'm talking over myself. It's designed to overstimulate your brain. And by overstimulating your brain, what it does is it forces it to increase itself, to become more complex, to work better. Much in the same way as when you exercise your muscles, they break down and then they reform in a way that can now handle the extra work you're giving them. That's what happens to your brain. So we are actually making your brain stronger. It's like a exercise, a gymnasium for your brain. And this system has a series of recordings on a series of topics that are all related to relationships and love. Some of them you may go, how is this related? Trust me, I've done research like crazy to show different topics that you may not think have anything to do with love or relationships have a lot to do with it. And in my research, I have found more than anything else that when you just go after one thing, you miss other aspects that are just as important. So in this system, you actually get a listening routine too on how to listen. If you can listen 3 times a day, that's wonderful. If not, it tells you how you can listen to still get great results over time. And by doing that, you're actually working on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, 20 different areas of your life that have a large influence on the type of relationship that you can find for yourself and that you can help to find for yourself. And the proof is in the pudding. There's a guarantee. So use it properly and share your testimonials with me because nothing makes me happier than to hear people's success stories when they realize that they had it within them the whole time to be happy. And then you can tell I get a little emotional sometimes about this stuff because I found the woman of my dreams this way. And
Aww.
all I see is her face in front of me smiling now. And it's just, anyway, I want this for you.
Aww, that's so sweet, Maury. And I will share because I've known Maury for a while, and I remember the first time that I interviewed Maury, he said to me, and I'll never forget this. He's probably shocked that I remember this. He said in the middle of the night, he said, "I touch my wife just to make sure she's real because you thought at a point you would never find this kind of love, right?"
Oh, I was told by the world I'd never find this. They said,
Yeah.
you're dreaming if you think you're ever going to find this. You're
Yeah.
looking way too high. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Can I swear a little here? Bullshit. You may have to edit that out or beep it out or whatever. But exactly the right guy for you is there. Don't let anyone convince you otherwise because they settled and they want you to settle too.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you're sharing this with the world because, Maury, you could have easily given up for your own life, and the fact that you were able to turn things around is now you get to, and I know you're so passionate about, and that's why you got emotional, as you're so passionate about this, and it's about changing everybody else's life too. So, ladies, the link, if you're watching the video, is right below the video. And if you're listening to the podcast, ladies, I would go to yournextamazingstory.com and I will have the link under Maury's interview. And I'll also put it in the email. So that being said, Maury, thank you so much for sharing with us today. This stuff is fascinating to me, as you can tell, ladies. I love this stuff. So thanks everybody for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. My show is available in both video and podcast format. If you would like to get my free video series, The Secrets About Men After 40 and Beyond, you can click right here on the video, or you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation. Get access to show notes and get more amazing content.